Jack Flanders has arrived in Salvador, the capital of the Brazilian state of Bahia. While leisurely strolling down the narrow, winding streets of this lovely city, Jack heard a familiar song.
That piano. It sounds awfully familiar. I wonder, could that be him?
And sure enough, it was his old friend from Tangier, Mojo Sam.
Mojo?
Good Lord, Jack Flanders?
Mojo!
Salvador was once a slave port, and Mojo, a scholar of voodoo, is studying the African religions that are so prevalent in this part of Brazil.
In Candomblé, African deities are the same as the Catholic saints. You have Yemanjá, goddess of the sea. That's the Virgin Mary.
Meanwhile, Carmen and Short Dop Detroit are in Paraty, a small fishing village down the coast from Rio.
Yeah, well, I'm getting hungry. How about a little crab, Louie?
Carmen, and I don't eat crab.
Aw, come on, it's my treat.
And lately, for some unknown reason, a lot of people are having dreams.
Oh, God. What's happening to me?
And now, week 5 of Dreams of Rio.
We're rolling.
All right, tape's rolling. Anytime you're ready.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah. We got it. Okay, page two. Page two.
Mr. Shortstop, I need help.
What's the problem, Sugar?
My name is Carmen Marimba.
Carmen Marimba, huh? Gee, I like that.
My friend Jack, he's missing.
Missing, huh?
He was last seen in the...
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 Wait a minute, you don't mean the...
Yes.
Oh, you mean the...
Yes, yes.
Oh, your friend is lost in that vast, endless, loathsome...
Yes.
Horrid...
Yes.
Dense...
Yes.
Green hell...
Yes.
Known as the... mighty Amazon.
Mall.
Yeah. Mall.
I feel he's lost.
Well, you know, people have known to enter that mall and they never find their way out.
I don't know where to look.
Well, fortunately, I have the latest ultra-modern technology at my fingertip. Now, here we have a vast map of the vast mall.
It's so big.
Thank you. I know. First, we better stop at the Plantain Republic Safari Clothiers here. Get outfitted for our big Brazilian adventure in the mighty Amazon Mall. Okay, we've done that. Now, the first place to look for the missing persons is the piranha waiting pool.
Piranha.
Here we are.
I don't see Jack.
Yeah, I don't see Jack either.
No.
Well, see any bones that look like his?
No.
Okay. Well, just a minute. I'm going to buy a bag of popcorn. I'm going to feed the piranhas. I'll be right back. Look at that. Whoa, whoa. Did you see that? Ugh, vicious.
How do we get back?
Just hit the return key.
Just hit.
Yeah. Did he have any other friends?
He has a friend called Mojo, Sam or something.
Mojo? Mojo,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah,
well,
see,
all
yes,
right, well,
yes.
We'll try the quiet little Macumba village. Hang on. Now, let's see, maybe there's some hot pagan dances going on down there. Not bad. I like the tall one with the...
Jack's not here.
Okay, we'll take a boat up the hall, way across the infested alligator plaza,
oh,
through the rapids, down the Iguaçu Falls, into the... Wait, what? I see a grass hut.
Yes, the Friendly Headhunter Pharmacy.
Stay here, I'll speak to the chief medicine man.
Hey, mister.
Hey, mister.
Hey. I have a cell.
What?
A cell, a flat cell.
Wait.
You want shirts, you want pants, you want underwear, you want socks.
No,
don't say...
Don't say. I'm just trying to get a word in edgewise here.
Okay.
First of all, I just want to know one thing.
Yeah.
Did you see Jack?
Jack?
Jack. We're looking for Jack.
Jack, the man with
you
the
know
shirt, red shirt
huh?
And a pipe.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't have a pipe?
No pipe. Does he have a pipe?
Come on, Shortstop. Let's go.
Wait a minute. I think this guy knows something.
Yeah, I think that I know, too.
What do you know?
But what about... I will tell you if you buy a pair of pants from me. Buy something
Look, I have
from
to,
me.
I'll
this
buy a pair
cell.
Of pants from
fly?
You if you'll tell me what Jack was wearing.
Okay. Jack was wearing a blue jacket, kind of a grayish pants,
and a red shirt.
Wrong.
With a
he doesn't have a red
Jack.
Shirt.
That's not
That's
Jack.
That's not Jack. You don't know Jack. No luck, but I bought an authentic Amazon shark's tooth lucky earring.
What does it say made in Taiwan?
Taiwan?
Mm-hmm.
Aw. So the shaman pulled a big sham, huh?
We're not finding Jack.
Yeah, well, let's try the upper reaches of the Rio Negro.
Rio Negro.
Ay, 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 ay. So there it is.
The Valley of the Crystal Skull. It's covered in mist.
I wonder what they sell down there. Replica Mayan pyramids, the crystal skull keychains.
What is that sound?
Well, it's a...
Oh, my God. It's El Señor Bundoso.
Leveling everything, including the mall.
You mean he is...
Yeah.
What a stupid dream.
It's becoming a recurring dream. The vultures, the body they've been picking at. Only this time, it was as though I had arrived earlier. The face was more intact. All the eyes had been pecked out, but it still had part of the nose and lips. This must sound pretty gruesome, huh?
It's just a dream, right?
Yeah, yes. I mean, of course, sure.
It's a man?
I think so.
Is he human?
Human? Well, sure he's... I mean, it's not some alien.
Do you feel he's human?
No. Not all human.
Who do you think he is?
I have no idea.
So then, like you said, the crabs came in under the door and they came creeping up to the bed, you know, walking sideways, which is really creepy. And then up the bedspread they came. I leaped out of bed. I landed in a foot of water that had come swooshing in under the door. And I immediately this crab grabs my big toe and I try to pull it off. But it grabs my thumb and I say, hey, let go of this one. Let's go of my thumb. And it grabs my nose. And I try calling the hotel desk, but no one speaks English. And I was talking like this. So they couldn't understand anything. And I'm trying to figure out how you say ow, ow, ow in Portuguese.
So what did you do?
Well, I woke up. And there I was, sitting up in bed, pulling on my nose. All a dream.
Did you see the vultures out this morning?
Yeah. You think they only eat things that are dead? If something still has a little kick in it, they just squat there and wait?
Yes, vultures are very honorable birds.
Well, that's reassuring.
Why did you come here?
Bahia or Brazil?
Both.
I was sent to pick up a statue, some sort of stone head. It fell on the floor, it cracked open, and inside was a skull carved from a crystal stone of some sort. So I took it to an archaeologist at the National Museum in Rio. He said it was pre-Incan.
You have the skull with you?
No. The museum was broken into, and it was stolen.
What did the skull look like?
Well, I have some photos here. You see, it's not exactly human. These strange cavities here for the eyes. And you see where the face extends forward where the nose would be? As though there were no real nose, but just a couple of holes. And see here the mouth. It's wide. It extends back around what should be the cheeks. And the jawbone is not at all like ours. Can you make anything of this?
I was thinking. Maybe this skull was one of the African gods, but pre-Incan?
Well, that's what he said.
I don't think so.
His name is Klaus Vargas. He's supposed to be an authority on Incan relics.
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't think he's right on this one.
Well, why do you say that?
I don't know. Just a feeling.
Have you noticed there's no one in this town?
so?
Well, this is obviously a place for tourists to flock to, but I'm the only one in the hotel. You and I are the only tourists here.
Except for that man I saw you talking to yesterday.
Paolo. He was here on business.
Business with you?
No, I'm here on vacation. You know, see a little Brazil. What about you?
Well, on vacation?
Well, it's a nice place.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
But I'm leaving for Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, Rio. Such a beautiful city.
You know, I've never seen Rio.
You've never seen Rio?
No, never seen Rio. I flew directly into Sao Paulo. I took the evil bus up the coast.
Evil bus?
It was a devilish ride. No, it's evil, E-V-A-L.
Well, Mr. Shortstop, I'm driving...
You can call me Short Top.
Yes, Mr. Shortstop. I'm driving back this morning. Would you like a ride?
A ride to Rio? I appreciate that.
You'll like Rio.
I've been looking forward to seeing those bikinis. Oh, yes, indeed.
There's not much to see.
Not much.
Very, very, very little. So little, little, little tiny strings. Like what you use to floss your teeth.
Whoa, ho, ho, ho.
You got a free trip to Rio just to pick up a statue?
Yeah, I was set up. There's something I haven't told anyone.
Yes?
Well, back in the U.S., when I was in the Grand Mall... But by the way, have you been back there lately?
No.
Well, you know, all the malls have connected. I mean, it's all one endless mall now.
I believe you. I saw it coming.
Well, anyway, there was a stand. You know how they put a counter in the aisle and sell anything from pretzels to jewelry? Well, this one place sold things from Brazil. Bookends, letter openers, boxes made from amethyst or garnet, whatever. Animal figurines, parrots, elephants, alligators, toucans, all carved out of the stuff.
Yeah, they sell that everywhere here.
Yeah, I've noticed. Anyway, as I was walking by, one of the figurines caught my eye. It was a little turtle, only about an inch and a half long. The back of the turtle, you know, the shell, was made from an odd sort of semi-precious stone. The feet, head, and tail, they were all silver. Anyway, I reached out to pick it up, and my hand stopped. There were two of them. Two identical turtles. It was then I noticed each stone had a black spot in the center. Like they were dilated pupils looking at me. And just by moving the slightest bit, light caused them to expand and contract, as though they were focusing on me.
You mean the backs of the turtles were really eyes?
Exactly. Eyes disguised as turtles.
What happened?
I guess I sort of tranced out for a moment, and the next thing I knew, I had bought them.
Then what?
Out of nowhere, someone by the name of Short Top Detroit appears and offers me a free trip to Brazil.
They're not glass eyes.
No, but they're like glass eyes, only it's a clear gem with a dark slit in the center. It seems to open and close with the light. Well, here. I've been carrying these things in my pocket.
Yeah. Eyes all right. That's just fine,
yeah,
back
there. Right.
Yeah, they are eyes.
Oh, how do they feel to you?
Well, it feels like they're waiting.
For what?
I don't know.
Waiting.